This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get right to it. It's pipe bomb time. The stories from this past week, the big stories, the charts for the week of October 22nd to the 26th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen,
along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn.
And Jennifer from the DJV program and Rich from points north, south, east, and west. He knows as much as there is to know. And we'll tell you that anytime you ask him. Richie, how smart are you?
Not very. Depends on the topic.
No. Oh, don't say that.
I have my moments.
Yes, you do. All right, let's go through the top 10 stories. I'm going to go through the list. Don't stop me because that's where we get into trouble.
Exactly.
At number 10, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series.
Oh, number 9. You know what? I am stopping you. I was just...
Jennifer's from Los Angeles. I'm from Boston. At least the Dodgers don't suck like the Yankees do. But the Red Sox have been attitudinally questionable. Would you say that was accurate, Richie? What do you think of the Red Sox?
I would watch your tongue for just another couple days because you got 2 days out on the West Coast coming. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that. Next, the diagnosis of Sandra Day O'Connor having dementia is number 9. Number 8, the United States threatens the INF treaty. Number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot. Number 6, gender definition. Huh? What, because of the bathroom stuff? Yeah, all right, yes. Khashoggi murder aftermath, number 5. Financial markets and what's going on in the housing industry. Look out for that one, number 4. That migrant caravan, number 3, midterm elections, number 2, and the mail bombs, number 1. Somewhere in there is Megyn Kelly, I think, probably.
Number 7.
A survey extra.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right, the survey. Well, at this point, her career is over, and I think that may be the whole business
so
leading
silly.
Up to it. Yeah.
Can we start there?
Yeah.
You want to start there?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I'm behind on this story, and I know that she basically got fired because she defended blackface on her show.
You know, yeah. She didn't even defend it.
But that's what I want to know, is because I want to go watch the segment, and I want to see what all the hype is about.
It was so innocent. It, like, fell out of her mouth. And I'll tell you where I think she got into trouble. And our friend Kara was kind of pointed this out to me. But she said they were talking about the Real Housewives of New York, and they were talking about a woman on that show who dressed up as Diana Ross. And as part of her costume, she darkened her face, like with bronzer and highlighter. And so they were talking about this, an all-white panel. I think Melissa Rivers was there, a few other people on the panel. What's her name? Even the president's daughter, I think, was there. Jenna Bush, maybe, was on the panel. And so Megan said, I don't understand when that became bad. She said, when I was a kid, as long as you weren't making fun of someone, it was part of the costume, sort of. And it fell out of her mouth. It was innocent. And I think what got her in trouble is she said, when I was a kid, it was okay. And somehow that seemed to be that she lacked understanding of minstrel shows and Amos and Andy and all of the terrible stuff that I think a lot of us understand, but still go, gosh, at Halloween, everybody's getting, if you're not making fun of somebody, if you're actually putting on a costume and you're admiring Diana Ross, isn't it worse to, to make a white version of Diana Ross?
So let's
deal
with the reality.
She's so silly.
The reality is that she never belonged in NBC. She wasn't liked at NBC, and they've been gunning for her like they're looking for OJ.
Let's hang her up. An exit check for $69 million.
Yeah. See you later.
Congratulations, Megyn Kelly. You hit the jackpot.
Look, it wasn't the smartest, most sensitive thing to say, but I think we can use these opportunities as teachable moments. Instead of slapping someone down, have a national discussion about why what she said was insulting to some people. We miss these moments where just we slap people like they're 6-year-old children instead of just having an adult conversation and talking through our misunderstandings about people.
I there's a hello here.
And I'm no fan of hers. I'm not defending her, but
no, you don't have to defend her. I'm not either,
silly.
But I think that she got wrapped up in something. She got too big for her britches, and the folks at CAA got her a good job and a good paycheck, so now she should enjoy it and go start a business of her own someplace.
That's kind of what I'm confused about. When did we go to this this thing where whenever you get fired from a job, you walk away with just buttloads of money?
I know.
The guy from Google this week got fired. He got like $90 million.
Yes,
you get fired, you get $69 million. Hey, Doug, fire me, please. Mm-hmm. I need the check.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
So you have a hard time getting that kind of dough out of me, Richie.
You'll owe me.
Yeah, right. I'm taking an IOU.
Right. I'm
if
good
you
with
will.
That.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of money, number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And the winner, I've not seen an identity on this winner, came from South Carolina.
And you won't.
Good.
Who in their right mind would give up their name when they walk into $1 billion? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
You have
that's
everybody
smart.
Knocking on your door.
There were a number of winners of $1 million around the country. One of them was here in Massachusetts, a woman who was a nurse that she went into a convenience store. She and her husband, just a lark, they got a quick pick. And they actually got 5 of them. And so she went home and they put it on the kitchen counter and forgot about it. And then for some reason or other, her husband looked at it on the night of the drawing. And he said, look at the first number. They had all the numbers, but they weren't in the right order. See, I learned something this week. I didn't know you could win if you had all the numbers, even if they aren't in the right order. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I may have won, I could have won $15, $20 million myself, Richie, over the years.
You've probably thrown away winning tickets during your lifetime.
Probably have.
Your whole life could be different.
Yes.
And you missed the opportunity. Did you hear about the elderly gentleman that went out to buy a ticket, fell down on his way to the store, broke his hip, went to the hospital? The nurses and the surgery felt sorry for him. The hospital ward had all chipped in and bought, whatever, a couple hundred dollars worth of tickets. They said, you can come in on our ticket, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
100 people combined for $1 million, and this guy won it.
Good.
He's part of the winning
Sweet.
Thing.
Yeah. There's a lot of great stories, even though there's some tragic stories. People lose it when they get that much money. They don't know what to do, and they go bananas if they're not very sophisticated. But there are a number of people who have been fairly sophisticated, took that money, invested it well, and will live, and their families beyond this family will live well forever. And so there are good stories and bad stories to this. Under the circumstances, though, the smart thing is you win this kind of dough, you don't tell anybody. You just keep,
show up for work the next
hire
day.
Hire your own plane quietly and take a trip somewhere.
Right.
Now, by the way, the Powerball jackpot is like $700 million. There's nothing to sneeze at. What I found out this week, and I didn't know this either, is that the people that run these jackpots, run these lotteries, have fiddled with the mechanisms to make it more difficult to win. So that's why these numbers keep going up. It's more promotion. They're pretty smart. Yeah. More promotion for them. More people buying tickets. More money for them to waste in the public sector. It's great, isn't it? So, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I always think of you, Rich, when the jackpot's $1.6 billion. I go, I got to go get a ticket. And I always think of your voice saying, why waste your money on a ticket for that when you could buy one with much better odds for $7 million when nobody's won it?
Well, yeah. I mean, so you got the Powerball and the Mega Millions, right? So let's say the Mega Millions is up to $1 billion and the Powerball's like at a paltry $200 million. I'd buy the $200 million.
Well, there are all these state games, too. Like Massachusetts has cash and there's a bunch of different ways you can make $200,000-$300,000 every day.
But you know what they say? Your investment counselor, okay, will come up to you and they will say, you know that $5 you put every week in the lotto for since you were 25 years old?
Yeah.
Had you put that into your 401k or an IRA over the course of your life, it would have turned into $1 million.
And right now,
if you do $5 a week into an IRA for 30 years, you got $1 million. You hit the lottery.
And then you take that $1 million and invest in cannabis stock, And it will be...
Roll the dice, baby.
You know that one company in Canada that went public this summer, the stock went out at $17. If you put $1,000 into that right now, today, it's worth $700,000 only 5 months after the stock went public.
Yeah, when Canada legalized this week, they sold out of pot. Who knew?
A?
I thought they were all like straight laced.
Their A's are going to be due
right now.
Yeah, A's, right. Hey, it's 16 after. Country. The benefits of using Calitrin to lose weight. Everybody does it from time to time. Some people decide they want to go on a diet. Some people decide they want to go on a program, and they buy stuff, spend a lot of money, and they take off the pounds, and then when they're done with the program, hey, guess what? The weight comes back on again because you still like to eat ice cream and cake or whatever it is that put it the pounds there in the first place. So if you get onto the Calitrin program, this is a 30-year success story. A lot of people have not heard about it. They came to me and said, will you talk about this on the air? I said, sure, because it fills the standard of the things that I want to be able to talk about with integrity. And this being an all-natural way of losing weight, I was right there, man. The collagen, which is the protein in your body that helps keep you and your muscles the way they're supposed to be working, that's the number one ingredient in Calitrin. So I'm on board for that. It's all natural. It's all healthy. It all works. Promotes healthy, lean muscle, because that's what collagen is. That's a building block of your body. And when you get to be Rich's age, you start losing the ability to make your own collagen. So yeah, you got to go backwards and get the supplement, and then your body will start working it again. You exercise, burn off the fat, lose the weight, stay on the program, and you will keep the weight where you want it. That's what I've done. And you can do it, too. Go to toploss.com. The only way to buy Calitrin and to lose the weight is to online go to toploss.com and use the code DJV for 10% off whatever you buy. And if you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Great deal on a great product that works super well to keep the weight off once you lose it. Taking collagen through Calitrin helps stimulate your body to produce more. That's what you want. Go to toploss.com, toploss.com, code DJV for 10% off.
I'm Andy Solomon. Worldwide, stroke is the number two cause of death. According to the American Stroke Association, black people, older adults, people with lower levels of education, and people living in the southeastern United States will have a higher stroke prevalence. Dr. Olajide Williams, spokesperson for the association.
Every second counts when someone is having a stroke. To spot the signs of a stroke, use the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T for time to call 911.
If you or someone you love has suffered a stroke, Dr. Williams says rehabilitation is key to recovery.
Post-stroke rehabilitation can help patients build their strength, capabilities, and confidence, potentially regaining skills and returning to independent living. Rehab can also help patients better manage other conditions they have, which may affect daily living or their risk for a second stroke.
To access stroke rehab tools for patients and caregivers, and for more information about recovery, visit strokeassociation.org/worldstrokeday.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh, some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the big hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here, putting it together. Just the two of us, Richie. I want to go through the people list right now.
Ooh, okay.
And maybe we'll take a shot at some of these people talking about them. Sandra Day O'Connor and her dementia diagnosis. She's in the number 10 slot. Megyn Kelly, number 9. The fellow who's the son of Jamal Khashoggi is at number 8. And Mohammed bin Salman is number 7. He's the crown prince. Keith Ellison is 6. Ted Cruz, you're always losing when you vote for Cruising. He's running against a guy named Beto O'Rourke. I don't know much about him, but those two are tied in number 5 position. Robert De Niro is in 4. Joe Biden, 3. Recipients of the mail. The Clintons and the Obamas are number 2 and Donald Trump's number 1. So these bombs, or whatever they are, the mail bomb,
that's number one,
the pipe. Are they pipe bombs or are they just box bombs? Whatever they are. They are pipe bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy sent one of them without enough postage and it went back to him, whoever. Did you see that, the return to sender bomb?
Well, that should make things easy.
I don't know. I'm not frankly. I'm not at all. I think this is there's something about this thing that makes it seem so silly.
Let me tell you what it is. Okay. By the way, all the return addresses on them were Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I know, yeah.
So they would have gone back to her. You've got 9 pipe bombs. None of them went off.
Mm-hmm.
They were all sent to Trump's critics.
Yeah.
Progressive people. This is a stunt, whether it's by and it's working. I think it's the Russians. I think it's the Russians
really?
Playing their games again. Yeah. Trying to divide us from within.
Yeah.
And it's working because look at this week. You've got the right saying that the left is doing it as a political stunt, and you've got the left saying it's all Trump and his wacky followers that are doing it, and it's working. So I think it's the Russians sitting up in the bleachers with their popcorn going, look, we did it again. We're such suckers. People, take a hook out of your mouth.
Naive.
We are being played. You are being played. Don't let them win. As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say, suckers.
The news media makes us all suckers, or maybe they're the suckers themselves.
Well, they play into it, too. Yeah, they get played.
Yeah, well, it's good for ratings. It's good for them in a manner of speaking. Speaking of good for ratings, when we next meet next weekend, it'll be the weekend before the midterm elections. So there's a week and a few days before situation gets, well, I guess it's tense now with some people. I'm looking at being able to walk up and down the street without seeing signs everywhere. You can't watch TV. The political ads everywhere, on the radio, television. I said this, I think earlier, Richie, $938 million spent on advertising in just four of these congressional races. You know how much money is being spent on advertising? Great for the radio business.
Sure.
Super good for the radio business. Local radio loves this sort of thing. But at what point, I mean, look at some of these neighborhoods where the signs are up all over the place already. It's, I suppose, I guess it's great sport to a point, but it's becoming
I was talking to silly. A host, another host here at Radio America, Jack Berkman. He's a lobbyist,
yeah,
a registered lobbyist, and has lots of lobbyist clients, some of the biggest, you know, defense contractors in the world. And so he does a talk show, and his perspective is kind of like, you know, from the K Street perspective. And he was just talking about the amount of money that goes into elections.
Ah.
You know, when you get your congressional elections, it's $2 to $20 million. Your Senate elections, it's usually like $5 to $30 million. Presidential elections, up to $1 billion nowadays.
Yeah.
And where all the money comes from, it's just nuts, the money that gets rotated out there and floated out.
Nuts. Coming up, some of the important races to sort of focus on as we continue on the Talk Radio Review. Doug and Rich at 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Thinking of a new SUV? A new report from the automotive retail website iccars.com found that the Jeep Wrangler and Wrangler Unlimited have the lowest appreciation over 5 years of any vehicle, dropping just 27.3% during that period. The study looked at over 4.3 million new and used car sales and found the average depreciation to be around 50.2%. Following the Jeeps were the Toyota Tacoma and the Toyota Tundra pickup. The other end of the list, electric and high-value cars. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis expected to soon sign the order that will send hundreds of U.S. troops to the southern border with Mexico as a caravan of thousands of Central American migrants continues through Mexico heading towards the U.S. border. Tennessee Senate candidate and current Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn approves of this decision.
We know that when you look at this group that is moving toward our southern border, that you have those that are in gangs.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. Investigators say the manhunt for whoever has been sending mail bombs to critics of the president's focusing now on South Florida. Canine units called out late yesterday to help the FBI look for clues at a Postal Service mail facility in Opa-locka. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review, a weekly review, overview, if you will, of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com has the stories listed, has the people on the list that have been most discussed this week, and one of them is Mad Dog Mattis.
What's Mad
Dog? You know about him, Richie?
Yeah.
Why do they call him Mad Dog?
That was his name when he was, I guess, in battle. He got known as Mad Dog.
Defense Secretary Mattis signing an order to send 800 military personnel to the border because the troops are needed to keep out these migrants. This is the silliest thing. And what I found out this week really sort of disturbed me with regard to how people use asylum. These people, by the way, if you haven't heard the background to this, they are seeking political asylum in the United States. It's not just a mad rush for the border. It's we want asylum. We have been injured. We have been hurt. We live in a country, Guatemala, that's falling apart. We are in danger. Our lives are at risk. And apparently that's what you need to say and or prove in order to get asylum. So not only it was I think 4,000 at first, now it's like almost 10,000 walking 4 or 5 miles a day. They're 150 miles into Mexico, I think, at this point. This is the craziest thing. Not the craziest thing. That would be an exaggeration.
It's an invasion.
It's the craziest thing ever.
It's an invasion.
But yeah. And we just sit here and watch it like ants coming out of an anthill. So what do you do? Now, you mean to tell me that anybody, instead of sneaking across the border, all they have to do is go up to a Border Patrol agent and say, I would like asylum in the United States of America.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Right? Remember that scene in The Hunt for Red October? You and I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where after Vasily has given him a ping or two, and they actually get on the Scott Peck, not Scott Peck, what's Scott Glenn, is the captain of the American submarine, and he and Alec Baldwin's character get on the submarine, the Red October, and Sean Connery is the captain of the ship, played fabulously. It was a great movie, great, great movie. And so when they're all done with their talking, the captain of the Russian ship walks over to Scott Glenn's character and say, may I present to you the Russian nuclear submarine Red October and its crew? We are seeking political asylum in the United States of America. And every time I get goosebumps now just saying it, every time I see it, that movie, isn't that, I mean, that's kind of, that's what you would think asylum is all about.
Followed by
not
the classic
this mob.
Line. You think they'll let me drive Winnebago across Montana?
Right.
Maybe that's what these people are thinking. All they want to do is drive a Winnebago across Montana.
That's it. Right. Good God. So in the meantime.
So there are 2,100 National Guard troops there already, and they're going to have another 800 military. But what do you do if these people rush the military? What do you do? What do you
do? Trump is considering a major executive action, executive order, whatever it is, to keep the migrants. What's Mexico doing, though, is the question everybody's been asking all week. Apparently nothing. They're just letting them wander through.
They say that they tried. They say that they met them. They say that they've offered them asylum and given them 45 days to apply for asylum in Mexico. But, yeah, they just keep on coming.
Yeah. All right, I was looking at some of these. I promised we'd talk a little more about the races in Nevada. Race between Republican incumbent Dean Heller. I don't even know who he is. I never heard of this guy. Do you know Dean Heller? He's been a senator for a while.
Yeah, I know who he is. I mean, I don't know much about
him. Does he make any noise? He doesn't seem to be noisy.
Not so much.
No. He's running against Jack Rosen, the Democrat. And the according to the overview that I see of this, Richie, Latino voters like your wife who show up on Election Day will carry the day.
We already voted. She already voted.
She did.
My Latino wife already voted, yes.
Yeah. And what does she think? When I first met her, I think the first question in my mind was whether she was legal or not. I think I asked you that, as a matter of fact.
I snuck her across the border. she was a citizen already before
she
I
already
met
was.
Her. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway.
Year
okay, let's
that.
See what else. Abigail Spanberger. Never heard of her. She was a former CIA officer, like Madam Secretary. She is going after Dave Bratt.
Oh, yeah.
In Virginia. What do you know about that?
I hear the ads.
They can flip it. Is she going to be able to flip it?
Well, remember Dave Bratt flipped it. He took Eric Cantor's spot, who was the minority whip.
Uh-huh.
And so he was a big one. So he's had two terms in there. So the radio ads are really hot and heavy on these two, calling each other every name in the political book.
But I think he's
doing okay.
Is he? All right. 16 transgender candidates on the ballot. They're not happy about the Trump administration plan to end legal recognition of their gender status. There you go. Let's see here. What are Republican Senate candidate Corey Stewart?
Yep.
What do you know about Corey Stewart?
He's a little nuts, but you know, it's a tough for us here in Virginia. It's a tough vote because Corey Stewart's just he's a little crazy, but you know,
yeah. All right, so
trigger for him.
There are. Let's see here.
But you know what Corey Stewart did?
I'm looking at the seats in the.
You know what Corey Stewart did that I liked?
No.
He was a county commissioner. in the county next to us in Fairfax County, over in Loudoun County. And he was one of the first guys to go start rounding up illegals at these. You know how you get at the 7-Eleven or something like that, you'll have 10 or 15 Hispanic guys hanging out looking for day work.
Oh, yeah.
And so he started saying, okay,
same thing.
This is pretty easy. We'll send our people over to the 7-Eleven and this, you know, Burger King, wherever these people are looking for day work, and we'll start asking the day workers for their identification and their status.
Mm-hmm.
And he started saying, okay, well, you're not legal, so let's bring you over here and let's, you know, hand you over to the feds. And he would do that, and the feds would say, well, we can't really do anything, so you just keep them. And and he actually won a second term as county commissioner because he did that. But then he let his head get to him a little bit. He's, you know. So, but he really kind of started that whole, you know, really handing the illegal immigrants over to the feds, and the feds going, we don't have the capacity.
We don't have
it.
What are we going to do with
it anyway? So.
We don't have them. We don't want them. They're too good for me. There are 5 Democratic at-risk House seats and 72 Republican at-risk House seats in the election next week. And in the Senate, 8 Democrats are at risk and 5 Republicans. So looks like the Republicans have an easy way into the Senate. Doesn't look so sure or secure for them in the House.
Correct.
What's the scuttlebutt in Washington that the Republicans, in fact, will lose the House?
There is an outside chance they could keep the House, but it looks like the...
So what happens if that's the case? Who becomes the Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Who's the Democrat?
Nancy Pelosi.
She does?
She
again?
Becomes the Speaker of the House. And there are some that say that she won't accept it, that she'll accept it just to, for the vindication, and then she'll, you know, retire or something like that from that position and give it to somebody else. But you would think that if Trump had to deal with the Democrats in the House, that they would try to impeach him, that they would not get any bills done. But my lobbyist friend thinks that they could do something on infrastructure. He thinks that Trump would be happy to work on an infrastructure deal with the Democrats and that they could actually get something done. And in many ways, he thinks that Trump would rather work with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats than Paul Ryan. So, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, Ryan's retiring anyway, right? He decided not to run for re-election.
Right.
What's his new job? He must have some cushy, big new job.
Oh, yeah. He'll get something in the private sector where he can spend more time with his family and make a lot more money.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it's about. Some of them like the power, so they stay there forever, and others, they take advantage of the power and they good jobs.
It's fine. Go ahead. You did your time. Leave. Go make some money now and let somebody else in there.
Yep.
I'd rather we did that with everyone. They should all leave.
44, that'd be nice. 44 after the hour. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen reviewing what's going on list side of what's at Talkers Magazine, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, talkers.com. If you would like to leave a really good impression on someone, think first about when you look at someone or when they look at you, what do you think they first look at? Most studies show that they look at your smile, no matter what sex you are, men looking at women smile, women looking at men smile. It's the most unforgettable feature that you have. And if you don't have perfect teeth, if they are ugly, if they are colored, if they have yellow, yunga bunga, you don't want that. So how about you try what I have tried and lots of other people, power swabs. First developed by the dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger, he sold it to the trade. Only his fellow dentists could use, and that's what they use to brighten your teeth. Charge you $1,000 for it. Well, you don't have to do that now because Ginniger has made power swabs a very popular, very, very popular product with the masses. And you can get your white smile back again using the product that is power swabs, which is basically it's a combination of natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent. That's how the stains are lifted off of your teeth. You're not going to ruin the enamel. You're going to have a tray in your mouth for half an hour. Just take the tube, snap it, take the Q-tip and rub it on your teeth. Bingo. You got whiter teeth in 5 minutes. Keep it up every week and you'll stay a beautiful smile, a wonderful, recognizable smile people will talk about. Only way to get power swabs to remove the stains on your teeth is call 800-208-1797. Tell me listening to the DJV show or Doug Steffen and sell you this at half price, half the retail price for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Save your smile, save your friendship, save your warmth. It's hygienist approved as well, 800-208-1797. Very, very, very good conclusion to this effort. White teeth swell. 800-208-1797. Use the code DJV. Get them at half price.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a sixth grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend not accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, you know what? This is really frustrating.
I'd rather be
talking about the Ice-T getting arrested in his new car going over the speed limit on the Washington Bridge. He was driving a Bentley. And he traded that in for a some kind of an Aston Martin or I don't know what is it, some fast real no a McLaren.
Oh.
So he's going. He goes through the Easy Pass lane and doesn't have the Easy Pass thing in his car, so he gets chased by the police. And I don't know whether they stopped him, and he was on his way to the set when he was stopped. So apparently they couldn't do the rest of whatever had to be done on Law & Order SVU with him because he was in the slammer.
Well, in a McLaren, you can make up time pretty quickly, so.
Yeah, no mistake there. I'd rather drive the Bentley, though, thanks. 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Save us from this. What is Halloween?
Sounds like an upbeat tune. What's this?
This is the theme from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, that happy little movie.
Another one of Chucker's favorites. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to blind you with his fascination in the horror department with these Halloween movies, Chainsaw Massacre movies, Elm Street movies. What happens if there's a Nightmare on Concord Street? Do we have a different movie? What have, we have Elm Street and Concord Street in Framingham. Can we have a Nightmare on Concord Street, too?
Why not?
Yeah. It's the main street in Scarsbury.
Actually, the reason we're playing this is the music I used to put my daughter to sleep to when she was little.
Of course. All right. The Chilling Adventures of Chuck Curry here on the DJV program with movie news, including an overview of what's coming out this weekend. That's coming up right after this.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
All right, so Chucker, what's going on?
Actually, the reason we played that music is it was interesting the other night on ABC, the sitcom The Goldbergs. I don't know if you've ever watched it. I don't watch it, but I watch it because Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger, they asked him to do a cameo as Krueger for the first time in over a decade, and he agreed to do it. He was on screen probably for like four or five minutes. The one thing I found interesting about that show, they don't use a laugh track, which I found unusual for a sitcom. And I found it almost I didn't like it without a laugh track. I don't know.
Did they have nothing, or did they have a live audience?
No live audience, nothing. Just you watch a show. I laughed a few times, but I found it. I just found it interesting. Like I tried to laugh to something that I laughed on my own without being prompted to do
right.
it. So, but I thought the show was interesting. But England's 71 years old, and like I know you're going to disagree, Doug, but unlike James Bond, which could be recast, or Batman, or some of these other characters, Freddy Krueger is Robert Englund, and he really is a good actor and an iconic horror staple in pop culture.
What do you make about Jamie Lee Curtis admitting this week that she'd been on opioids for decades after having them prescribed to her as a painkiller? That means more to me than her involvement in the Halloween movie. Her telling that story and the reality behind it and how many people are involved in that sort of thing. Good Lord. That movie, how does that movie have in terms of legs? Is it going to do well this weekend again?
Yeah, it's going to be number one again. Expected to drop off just 50%. Yeah, it'll be number one to about 35%. million, which will put its total around 135 million, which is a great number for any horror film, especially a Halloween movie. She's already said that as long as the director David Gordon Green comes back, she's more than willing to go ahead with
what a sequel. What more stories can they come up with? How can you come up with another story for that franchise?
The answer to the question is they shouldn't really do a sequel to this film because it's sort of a closure to the original movie, but when a movie makes this kind of money, they're going to do another one. Other than that, the only other major release this weekend is a movie called Hunter Killer, a submarine thriller with Gerard Butler. If you look at the trailer, I got to be honest, the movie looks not like a film I'd watch in theater. So,
right to it.
Yeah, I think the submarine movies are always good.
Yeah, and they did on, HBO the other day, did a half-hour overview of how they made the movie. And the sets with the hydraulics trying to mimic the submarine and Gerard Butler talking about, by the way, what is he, Irish? What's his nationality? Irish or Scottish?
I'm not sure.
Got a heavy accent, man. You wouldn't know it
because
he does such a good job in the movies of losing it. But when they were interviewing him, he was speaking his natural tongue, and it was very heavy accent. He talked about how thrilling it was to make this. And, yeah, I think Richie is right. Submarine movies are always, always
good. Yeah, U-571, Hunt for Red October. I mean, they're always good stuff, man.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Movie news. Paramount Pictures, just 15 years after the fact, Paramount Pictures is going to remake the comedy Clueless that starred Alicia Silverstone, which has become a very big cult movie. A really good film, but remaking it just 15 years after the original came out. That's the only new release is Kill a Hunter.
Yeah. All right, I'll go see that. Thank you, Chugger.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.